This is WMUK Kalamazoo, Music NPR, Local Arts and News from Western Michigan University at 102.1 FM and at WMUK.org. Earlier today, Western Michigan University held its annual academic convocation. The gathering at the Dalton Center Recital Hall included the presentation of awards to distinguished faculty and staff. But it also provided an opportunity for Western President John Dunn to deliver the State of the University address.
Thank you, Provost Green, and good afternoon, honorees. Thank you. Community members, students, faculty, and, of course, staff members that are here with us today, thank you for taking time to be with us. Together, we have just heard a litany of accomplishments by 13 people whose work every day on our campus has added immeasurably to our commitment to be an institution that is learner-centered, discovery-driven, and globally engaged. We've heard incredible stories of staff members who are totally committed to our students' personal and professional development. And that's what being a learner-centered institution means. We've learned of the discovery-driven research and scholarship that is acclaimed around the world, and it's at the heart of everything done by our gifted faculty. We've heard about research and scholarship that inspires student creativity, enhances our state's economic and environmental health, and sets the benchmark for questions for a new generation of scholars to address. And threading through every accomplishment, if you listen carefully, was a sense of our global engagement, a faculty scholars' devotion to language study, a researcher's efforts to help another nation manage its research awards, and a faculty member's work with her students in an international setting. What we've just heard is truly cause for the celebration of those characteristics that speak to the very heart of who and what we are as a great university. I'd like to ask today's honorees to rise together as we thank them once again with our applause for what they do every day to make this, the university, what it has become. So please, join me one more time. Thank you very, very much. Those three qualities, being student-centered, discovery-driven, and globally engaged, were selected as the pillars of our strategic plan 2 years ago for a reason. They weren't simply plucked from the firmament as phrases that sounded nice. They reflected who we are now, who we have been for many decades, and what we intend our identity to be for decades to come. They are our traditions, closely held traditions that date back generations, some to our very beginnings as an institution. They are essentially part of our DNA. They epitomize the university ideal, tradition in the finest sense of the term. The traditions of Western Michigan University and the people behind those traditions, like those we've just honored, illustrate the state of our academic community. And let me state it this way. The state of Western Michigan University is strong, full of challenges that reflect the times we live in, full of opportunities that reflect the future we intend to have, and firmly rooted in the traditions and innovative spirit that have made us the university we are today. Our enrollment successes and challenges, reported earlier this month, will set our agenda for the coming months and years. The basics are strong. We see significant growth in both the number and quality of our entering freshman class. Strong growth in the number of international students, up 7.5% to bring us to nearly 1,700 international students from 105 different nations. We have an increasingly, and we're happy about this and proud of this, an increasingly diverse student body. And we have renewed strength in our graduate programs, especially at the doctoral level. Strong growth in several colleges and disciplines, and every member of this community, university community, who has risen to the challenge to help strengthen our recruitment outreach deserves and has the gratitude of this university. Our community has come together over the past several years to truly make student recruitment part of each individual's role. It's all of our responsibilities. Collectively, we are talking more frequently and with greater pride about our university. Enhancements have been made in our services and outreach to students. These things have worked, but we cannot relax and become complacent. In a state with declining numbers of high school students, we need to work hard to continue to increase our share of an ever smaller market and find new student populations that can benefit from the world-class education we offer. Our success in attracting new students is not evenly spread across our disciplines. The reasons are many, and some are outside of our immediate control, or, for that matter, not even within the control of the academic units where those declines have occurred. Where we see strength and growth, we must support that strength with new resources and help that growth continue. And where we see decline, we must assess and reevaluate and also provide support in a way that ensures the great traditions and opportunities that are part of a comprehensive university education remain part of our students' experiences. Our job is not only to educate the students who come to us, it is also to educate the communities we serve about the importance of producing graduates who possess not just skills for a job or vocation, but also the knowledge and analytical ability to succeed personally and professionally for a lifetime. Thank you. And let us be clear. This institution has a long and rich history in the humanities and social sciences and the arts. And our commitment to the centrality of those disciplines in all of our programming will remain steadfast. Enrollment is our key practical concern. A lot of finances rest on enrollment. It sets the stage for what we can accomplish. And intrinsically tied to enrollment success is our success as an academic community. Our achievements over the past year have been significant. They foreshadow a coming year of even greater achievement. We completed this past year our first successful year of implementing our 3-year strategic plan. We've completed some initiatives aimed at achieving goals of the plan, and others continue. They're ongoing. But one of the biggest accomplishments was to inculcate strategic planning into our campus culture, in our colleges, in our departments, and that work also continues. And after extensive planning, a diverse campus-wide group helped develop and implement a campus diversity climate survey. We've reviewed and shared the results just this week of that particular survey. And we've identified our strengths as well as next steps to address those areas where we are not all we can be. There's room for improvement. We will continue to take these steps, or those steps that build an inclusive and welcoming environment for every member of our faculty, staff, and student body, including the many guests that come on this campus that they know that they're warmly received here. We receive national honors for some of our signature campus-wide efforts, service to veterans, and a focus on service learning. This year, the Obama administration singled out WMU, your university, as the only Michigan school noted for, quote, leading the way, end quote, to foster post-secondary educational opportunities and to dramatically improve employment outcomes for returning service members. Meanwhile, the Corporation for National and Community Service has named Western Michigan University to a select list of the nation's colleges and universities that earned a slot on the 2013 President's Higher Education Community Service Honor Roll with distinction. Just 100 schools in the nation earned that accolade. And part of our success can be attributed to the more than 600,000 hours of community service and volunteer work your students, completed the prior year. How about a nice round of applause for our students and their support? Our sustainability achievements continue to attract state and national attention. Early in 2013, we were able to announce 6 new LEED certified buildings on campus, bringing our total of such buildings to 7. Later in the year, the Detroit Free Press honored the campus, WMU, with one of its annual Green Leader Awards in the education sector. We were the only recipient. And if you keep an eye on developments in October, you will hear about even more achievements on the sustainability front and awards that will also be bestowed upon the university. New physical enhancements on our campus signal our direction forward. After decades of work and an equal amount of time in real fear for the safety and long-term viability of our region's historical records, the artifacts that we preserve and hold near and dear to our heart, we finally now have the Zhang Legacy Collection Center about to open to become an appropriate repository for those materials. We're so thankful to finally be able to go to bed at night and not worry about water damage, fire damage, vandalism, and other things that could have happened to those materials. They're in a great state-of-the-art home for those legacy materials. And our 21st century vision for the Business Technology and Research Park will rise to a new level of realization with the opening in a few months of Newell Rubbermaid's Design and Innovation Facility. It will be the main such design site for some 40 marquee consumer brands like Graco, Sharpie, Calphalon, just to name a few of the product lines of Newell Rubbermaid. This newest addition to the park will expand opportunities for collaborative research with our faculty and, equally important, provide great student internship opportunities. Our School of Music this past year successfully completed its drive to become an all-Steinway school, with 118 of those wonderful pianos in place just in time for the school's 100th anniversary. We're very, very proud of our School of Music and the fact that our students and faculty now have the opportunity to practice and to do their art and their performances on Steinway pianos. And many of the items I've just mentioned and others I will talk about still today have received the support of our donors. A total this past year of $64.8 million in gifts received during the 2012-2013 year. That's a new mark for us in an annual year. 64.8 million. Our development officers, our deans, and many, many others on the university campus have done a spectacular job in telling our story and helping friends of this university understand how they too can be a part of that story and how they too can help the next generation receive a great education in a great university. These are just some of our major accomplishments since we gathered here last. There are many, many more in every college and division and at every stage of development. And in each of those items I just outlined, you will find elements of our traditions, the pillars of our strategic plan. Three pillars: learner-centered, discovery-driven, and globally engaged. They're our tradition, and they're part of our DNA. But our traditions are also about change, about learning, discovering, and engaging in new ways with new partners and constituents. Tradition is a good thing, not because it is focused on the status quo, but because it can provide a framework for new thought and for new generations to apply tradition in new and innovative ways. As W. Somerset Maugham once said, and I quote, "Tradition is a guide and not a jailer," end quote. Change is the WMU tradition we don't talk about as much as perhaps we should. We do change very well once we decide to embrace it. There's not a period of significant accomplishment in this university's history that did not involve great change. Sometimes the change was painful, but more often I think it was exhilarating and refreshing. If we go back to our earlier years, Dwight Waldo's presidency was all about change. And sometimes it was change others did not understand as essential to the long-term health of the institution. In 1913, President Waldo bought the land on which Waldo Stadium and our athletic complex now stands. Let's just say it had its drawbacks. Using it would require rerouting Arcadia Creek, draining a pond, and tiling a swamp. This history lesson also reminds us that there are historical roots to the ideas today of ORDS and foghorns in connection with Bronco athletics. President Waldo made it work because he was convinced that having top-notch athletic facilities was the key to attracting young men to the teaching profession, which at that time and in that period was a critical need. He made choices and supported change to do what he believed best to provide opportunities for students and for many students to come in future years. Dr. James Miller's worldview helped Western Michigan University change into an international institution in the 1960s. During turbulent times, when some public institutions opted to turn inward, our newly minted university, named a university in 1957, was reaching out to build a technical college in Nigeria and became a training site for Peace Corps volunteers. It was change that asked people to operate outside their comfort zones, but it had real impact. And today, we take enormous pride in our long history of global engagement. Today, we're welcoming into our classrooms the children of many international students who have studied with us over the years. We have people around the world whose worldviews, careers, and lives were shaped by what they learned with us on this great university campus. I had the opportunity this summer to meet in Tokyo with the 50th anniversary of the alumni class 1964. You could not possibly find people, alum of this great university, who are more passionate about what happened to them as students on this campus in 1964. 50 years from now, we are likely to have pockets of such engaged alumni in more than 100 nations. And finally, let's look back to more recent times and a period of enormous change at our university. There are many people, some here today, who look back with great fondness to the arrival of Dr. Dieter Henneke on campus and his challenge that Western Michigan University become a research university. Challenging? Yes. Was that a challenge? Of course. A rewarding period of change? Absolutely. Today, we are one of 5 Michigan research universities. Our researchers are answering the basic questions their disciplines have struggled with for years. Others are leading efforts that translate their expertise and knowledge into initiatives that have major economic development implications. Such researchers are among today's honorees. Having earned this stature as a research university, your university is now one that our state and nation leaders turn to for input and management of the important issues of the day. It's the reason our state chose to house the Michigan Geological Survey at Western Michigan University, and the reason why our geologists who work with that facility were recently able to identify a mineral deposit in Michigan that could lead to the creation of a $65 billion industry. That's huge, folks. And during these 3 eras, people across our campus stepped up and embraced a new idea. And the demands have changed, even at times when it did not seem like the ideal time to do so. They embraced opportunity rather than remain too comfortable or too cautious. They chose to be bold even when conditions were not perfectly conducive to the goal. They clearly subscribed to the philosophy expressed by Marion Blakely, CEO of Aerospace Industries Association and the former chief of the Federal Aviation Agency. And she once said, and I quote, "You can't leave a footprint that lasts if you're always walking on tiptoe," end quote. You can't leave a footprint that lasts if you're always walking on tiptoe. One thing is certain. Western Michigan University's strengths and periods of greatest success came when the campus came together to identify needed change and then embrace that change. We're at such a point in our history now. It's our turn to step outside our comfort zone and emulate those who came before us. When we gather here next year to reflect on the state of the university, Western Michigan University will be a fundamentally changed organization. When we gather here at the Dalton Center in fall of 2014 and we review our achievements, we'll be talking about the Western Michigan University School of Medicine and its first class of 50 medical students selected from, currently counting, over 3,000 applicants. Those students will be deep into their studies in a curriculum designed for the 21st century. And the staff and faculty of that private school within this public university will be part of the WMU extended family. At this time next year, we should have an affiliate law program with the Thomas M. Cooley Law School. A new group of students, faculty, and staff will become part of our extended community. If all goes well and our accrediting bodies approve, We could even be offering a limited number of law classes here on campus by the fall of 2014. We will, depending on our trustees' approval, be a tobacco-free campus by this time next year. It's a move that is really a logical extension of our commitment to building a healthy and sustainable campus. It will involve personal challenges, and we will be prepared to help members of our community address those personal challenges. At this time next year, we will be even more diverse in every sense of the term. Our enrollment of underrepresented minority students has been steadily growing, up some 80% or more than 2,000 students in the past decade. Our international enrollment will continue to grow as we refine burgeoning relationships with the Dominican Republic, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, and other nations around the globe. And by next fall, we'll be reflecting on our progress toward creating a series of campus neighborhoods that reflect the unique character of different areas of our campus and are tailored to the residential needs and service levels desired by our students. And in October 2014, the top of Prospect Hill, where it all began, will be in the middle of a transformation. And East Hall will be under construction and headed back to being the active part of campus life it once was and it will be again as a newly created alumni center. And when we talk about our role as a research university, we'll be discussing a new series of interdisciplinary areas of focus designed to leverage unique combinations of faculty expertise and interest. When we meet again next year, there will be at WMU national interdisciplinary research centers for excellence with multi-million-dollar external support. Just last week, we learned that our university will be home to a transportation research center for livable communities, funded with an initial $1.4 million grant for the first year only, and the prospect of future support from that point going forward. The center taps the expertise of our faculty in engineering, geography, psychology, and blindness and low vision studies, and I'm quite confident there's room for even more. Ours, your university, is the lead university on a 5-university national collaboration, and our award is one of an unprecedented 3 such awards made in Michigan. Any state would be happy to have one such center. We were awarded 3, and the others being at our sister research institutions at Michigan State and the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and we congratulate them. But we're proud of what we do here and how well we do that. Those items that I've listed and more represent a period of massive change for our university. Changes that have been fostered and nurtured by personnel throughout the university. It is massive and visible change, and it will be tempting to sit back and enjoy our enhanced profile. But we have much more work to do. And some of it will be both difficult and not as easily or immediately visible. The changes we need to make include items that will help us extend our traditions and leverage our commitment to our strategic pillars and goals. For example, we must boost our online and off-campus offerings and re-examine all of our delivery options to use as we reach out to populations in this nation and around the globe who need access to the talent and expertise that exist on this university campus. My interactions at home within the states and abroad over the past months have only reinforced that priority. We are a recognized national and international university with great programs and talented faculty, but our reach, our ability to deliver, is too limited. We also need to modify our inventory of program offerings and re-envision how some fit into our academic structure. That begins with a regular review of every program on a regularly scheduled cycle. That's simply a good practice at every level of our academic community. And our commitment is to build a diverse campus, an environment where all people, regardless of their role or status in life, know that WMU is the place where everyone counts. That must continue, and that commitment to be enhanced. Equally important, our efforts at sustainability must continue, and we must find new avenues to be even more efficient in what we do and how we do that. In both cases, when we talk about diversity and sustainability, we must look at the goals of diversity and sustainability in the very broadest definition of the terms. The waste of humanity, physical structures, or fiscal resource is a terrible thing. We need, and we will collectively, do even better as we move forward. Now, I've outlined very visible change today, as well as change that is more systemic and quiet, but every bit as important. None of the change outlined was conceived as a criticism of the status quo. That's the important thing to remember about change. It is not about where you've been. It's about where you're going. And we have places to go. In closing, I'd like to share this quote from Socrates. And I quote, "The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new," end quote. We're honoring the old through our traditions and by focusing our energy on enhancing and strengthening this great university. I want to thank each and every one of you for everything that you do daily to make this a place that both respects tradition and embraces change. And I also want to thank you very much on a very personal level for your continuing support, the personal warmth that you've extended to me in these great 6-plus years that I've had to serve you as your president. And yes, we always want to remember that it is a great day. It is a great day to be a... You got it. Thank you very, very much.
You've been listening to Western Michigan University President John Dunn delivering the State of the University Address at the annual academic convocation earlier today. From Western Michigan University, this is WMUK at 102.1 FM, Music, NPR, Local Arts, and News.